Prosecuting.
Right. So yes, this is just to wrap up all the discussions. It's not going to be any way exhaustive. So yes, this is more of a looking forward than a close out, because I feel like whenever I say close out, it's just a conclusion and we're just getting started in this effort. So essentially, when we showed this slide in the morning, when Jan showed this in his introduction, it was 228 registrations until yesterday night. But then today as well, we got three registrants. So yes, thanks for signing up. But it was great to see this much registrants and roughly 50 to 60 people taking part across the different days. So, yeah, hopefully this just increases in number and activity. We have had several discussions in this conference and great talks by some amazing speakers on very different topics. So, I mean, I don't know about you guys, but I personally learned so much this week that I could probably write an essay of it, but I won't. But it's just to highlight that there is an initiative on all fronts, not just high energy physics. And even if we are just getting in the game, it's better late than never. So we also had some panel discussions, one on Wednesday evening European time and one today morning, where, I mean, summarizing the panel discussions will take another hour. So of course, just the key points. We all know in academia funding is a limitation. And of course, if that's a limitation, it spans across all our sustainability efforts as well. But it was great to see so many several initiatives in the local and semi-national level from the different labs. But we did identify that a lot more crosstalk is necessary to have successful international level joint efforts in promoting sustainability across high energy physics. And more often, we heard from the different lab directors and high-profile personnel that not just the scientific instruments, but even the lab infrastructure, like offices and buildings, they could benefit from refurbishing because most of the labs were designed 50 to 60 years ago, and there's not always enough money to do that. And that can have a negative impact on the environmental effects. Additionally, the key point that has come out is that when we design the next major collider experiment for energy physics, we really need to have more active involvement from people who are real experts in sustainable technology, not just physicists. And of course, because industry drives innovation, we need to have industry on board as well. And I mean, just to kind of take away a message from the discussions, it would be that we really need to take a more careful look at how high energy physics wants to operate more efficiently rather than just having the idea of using less, because not always is using less more efficient. We had a virtual hands-on workshop, which honestly for me was the first time I did something like this. So Saki was really brilliant today morning, trying to jump between different breakout rooms and giving people tasks that they could do within 10 minutes. You could kind of do a computational physics question where you can try and understand if running a job at CERN versus the Leibniz supercomputer can save you some kind of CO2. And we saw a lot of calculations and discussions in the computing group. And I just took a screenshot of what Drain posted in the Mattermost chat later, where they just sat through, struggled with Excel, and then finally managed to get the calculation, which apparently ChatGPT can do much faster than us. Shock. But we also had other questions on facility management and gas emissions, and it was amazing to see all the art that came out of it in the form of very cute and chunky alpacas. So yes, it was a really fun activity for all those who were taking part. So some takeaway messages. I know if we wanted to try and accumulate all the relevant and interesting things that people discussed over the past 4 days, it would be a nightmare. But nevertheless, we wanted to take some snapshots of quotes which really hit us hard as the organizing committee. And it's just to kind of reflect on the idea that we are not in an independent system. We are part of an ecosystem. The whole ecosystem needs to join hands so that things work in the direction it should. And yeah, I mean, I would just like to mention that it's not just high energy physicists who have this problem. It's everyone. It's for economic design, it's for people who are making policy decisions, and it's also for people who are kind of trying to understand it from an environmental perspective directly without any physics input. So I think this is an opportunity to have way more crosstalk and join hands to see where we can come and help them and where they can come and help us. In terms of communication, all the sessions were recorded and uploaded to the Indigo sessions as soon as possible. People were working overnight beyond their working hours trying to do that. The first 3 days are already there. 2 days will come soon. And we we'll have a Mattermost channel open even after the workshop. It's the same one that you have been using the past 3 days. So please continue exchanging ideas and reach out to contacts and essentially network using that channel. We do have different social media platforms which can be found through Linktree. And yeah, these slides are going to be available on the Indigo schedule as well in case you're worried about the links. So I would like to give a thanks to all the organizers listed on this page. I mean, you have seen these pictures every day, but for right reasons, because all of these people, none of us are paid to work on sustainability. So it was a day and night effort for multiple months from all of these organizers to try and make some success out of this conference. And I mean, of course, I'm biased as an organizer, but I think this conference was quite successful. But everything remains to be seen on what comes as a follow-up. And of course, no conference is ever successful if the audience, the speakers, and the participants in general are not engaging. So it was really, really great to see so much engagement from the audience and so much initiative. And yeah, because you all are so engaging, we would like to see you all and your friends and colleagues in the future iterations, because engagement is key to pushing forward anything. Rome was not built in a day, so we can't change anything in a year, but maybe 15 years down the line, people who have not yet been initiated into high energy physics will look back and say maybe that was a good thing that they started. So yeah, I would like to conclude with that. All of us are probably quite exhausted from the long day we have had so far. It was great to see you all virtually, and hopefully we can continue the conversations. So yeah, thank you.